After the Fire, Through Hell and Back, Volume 2. Written by Felice Stevens. Narrated by Cale Williams. Chapter 1. Only the pain in his heart eclipsed the ache in his head. Bleary-eyed, Dr. Jordan Peterson sat slumped at his kitchen table and stared into the void of his house. Empty bottles of vodka littered the table, alongside half-full takeout Chinese food containers. Still alone. Each time he awakened, Jordan prayed the nightmare that played consistently in his head would cease. It was like that annoying song repeated on the radio every hour you wanted to forget, but couldn't. I'm sorry, Jordan, but Keith didn't make it. How do you move on from the finality of the death of your love when you've promised him the rest of your life? After almost 9 months, Jordan still didn't have the answer. The doorbell rang. Groaning with the effort it took to move his protesting body, and with his heart pounding from another vicious hangover, he grabbed the bottle of aspirin sitting on the countertop and popped two pills, aided by a handful of water directly from the tap. Then, swallowing his nausea, he shuffled to the front door of his townhouse. Jordan massaged his temples and squinted through the peephole, grimacing at the sight of his best friend Drew with his lover, Ash. Jordan's chest tightened at the happiness on his friend's face as Drew kissed Ash's cheek, unaware he was being spied upon. Smothering the bitterness he'd felt toward Drew these past few months, he yanked open the door to greet the two men. Damn, you look like shit. Ash's sharp gaze raked him up and down. Ow! He rubbed his arm when Drew elbowed him. Don't get mad at me, baby. You know he does. Look at him. Can we come in, Jordy? Drew's kind smile only made him feel worse, not better, considering the enmity Jordan carried inside. He said nothing and pulled the front door wider for his friends, leaving them to trail behind him back through the house and into the spacious kitchen. Sunlight poured onto the terracotta floors and glinted off the glass-fronted maple cabinets. The kitchen was his pride and joy, and when he and Keith bought the brownstone, it had been the only room he cared about decorating. Jordan had always loved staring out of the large bay window at the garden and the sky as he relaxed with his cup of coffee in the morning, Keith beside him reading the paper. Now he saw nothing. Did you have a party? Drew tipped his head to the table, still cluttered with vodka bottles. Party of one, more likely. Despite a throbbing head and a roiling stomach, Jordan lashed out at Ash's muttered remark. Shut up, Davis. He and Ash never had the easiest of relationships. The man still irritated the hell out of Jordan, no matter how happy he made Drew. Why, Jordan? The truth hurts? Ash's voice, oddly enough, neither condemned nor derided him. Instead, it held an overall note of sadness mixed with empathy that pulled Jordan up short. You sit here night after night, refusing our dinner invitations, as well as Rachel and Mike's, or even Esther's. Don't think we don't know what you're doing and why. Jordan winced. Shit. A kind-hearted, sympathetic Ash Davis was almost worse than the sarcastic, overly confident man Jordan was used to. I'm not in the mood for company, that's all. And I call bullshit on that. You're still mourning Keith, and I get that, but it doesn't mean you don't go on living. When your only company since he died has been a bottle of vodka, you're heading for disaster. Jordy, Drew entreated, bracing his hands on the kitchen island. I'm worried about you. You've lost weight, skipped days at the hospital, and I was told that during surgery last week. Are you checking up on me? Shaking with anger, Jordan fisted his hands at his side. What the fuck, man? You're not my goddamn keeper. Humiliation, shame, and a sense of despair tore through him as he turned away from his two friends to sit at the kitchen table. He ran his hands over the battered wood of the long farmhouse table, recalling how happy he and Keith had been to find it in the small pencil.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?